Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. It doesn't come by seeing. It comes by hearing. I was talking with my daughter just the other night, and just randomly, out of the blue, she said something to me about this that caught my attention. She said, "You know what I was thinking? You know how when people are blind, that their sense of hearing gets improved?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "I think it's the same thing with God. We can't see him, so our hearing gets stronger and increases our faith." I said, "Huh. I've never thought about it like that before." This is my 11-year-old daughter saying this. I said, "You know what? There is a Bible verse," and she doesn't know the verse at all, "that says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God." And we talked about how Jesus says, as he's talking to his disciples, as they're looking at him, as he's resurrected from the dead, they're putting in their hands in his the hole, or putting their fingers in the holes of his hands and checking out his side. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who believe who haven't seen." And this idea, we can't see God. We can't see him face to face right now. And we might want to, we might pray and seek for that. But the reality is, it's more blessed to hear from him than to see from him. Our faith grows more. Our hearing gets developed more and more. But it is possible to have ears but not hear. To have ears but not hear. To be filtering out what God is trying to tell us in our lives. This is a practical skill set that we have to develop to learn how to hear and to understand properly. Jesus said, if you would see with your eyes, hear with your ears, understand with your heart, and then turn, or be converted, or we could say, turn that understanding into doing the right actions, into repenting and doing the right things. Then on the backside of that, times of refreshing comes, healing comes, all these good things come on the other side of that process. But you got to have eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts that understand. But faith comes by hearing. We were talking about on our partner Zoom call this week. We were all kind of in agreement on this, that it's amazing how, you know, we've been doing these daily communion meditations, and we've been talking about our four fundamentals. We've been repeating some of the same things day by day, by day, by day, by day. And it's amazing to me, and this happens to me as well, even while I'm teaching it, that you can hear the same things over and over every day, but get new things out of it. Can hear the same things every day, but get new things out of it every day. And faith comes by hearing. One of the greatest habits, I think this helped me more than anything, early on in my walk with God, I started listening to messages like this, like we're doing right now. I started listening to messages like this to build my faith. And I started doing it every morning while I was cooking breakfast. I started doing it while I was doing chores around the house. I started doing it while I was mowing the lawn. Whenever I was doing something, I started doing it when I was driving. Whenever I had something that I could be doing that didn't require my mental work as much, I'll be washing the dishes or things like that. I'll be listening to things. I'm usually either listening to music, praise and worship music, or to some kind of teaching or something to build my faith. And just that consistent habit of hearing and listening. But how does it say? Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God, or the word of Christ. Christ is the anointed one. If you look at that Romans chapter 10 passage, I was kind of reading through it to get a little bit of context this morning before we sat down to record here. And it's talking about how the people had the message. They had the good news of the gospel. They had the good news of Jesus, of God's word, and his good news preached to them. But some of them did not receive it. Some of them didn't hear it. Some of them didn't understand it with their hearts. Maybe they rejected it. Maybe they didn't have ears to hear. But a simple process, we can't see God, but our hearing grows stronger and stronger. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the good news about Jesus. One of the things I found is that in my listening, occasionally you come across times where people are teaching about the Bible, and they're not preaching the good news. They're preaching things that are making you more hopeless and sad and condemnation and all these types of things. And I found that those actually had the opposite effect on my faith. Those actually took me in the wrong direction many times. So you do have to be careful what you listen to as well. But Jesus says, he who has ears to hear would be given more. He would have an abundance. You begin to listen and you begin to value and to appreciate God's word coming into your ears every day. It's going to lead to insights and revelations, and you're going to get more and more of it. You value it and appreciate it, you're going to get more and more of it. We're going to start with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before we take our time of communion. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves before we take communion. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Now, I want you to think about, God has given us these rivers of living water. I want you to think about something like a pipeline of living water flowing through you. And inside of that living water, God has given us his grace. He's given us everything he has. He's put it in Christ. And we have to receive that from him. And it's got to get it flowing through us out into the world. And literally everything he has is in that living water. His love, his peace, his joy, his kindness, his goodness, his gentleness, his faith, his health, his energy, his time, his finances, his wisdom, his spirit, his kingdom, his power. Everything he has, he's put it in Christ. And that can all flow through us. But it's got to be received from him on one side. It's got to flow through us in the middle. It's got to flow through us out into the world. There's three parts to this process. And so our first step, to turn the supply on, like the on-off switch, to turn the supply on, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. That's where all this is. That's how we access it. It's all in Christ. And how do we access it? We access it by faith. We access it by faith. We receive it by faith. And that transfer, it happens through the forgiveness of sins. We got to receive that forgiveness of sins from God. We got to forgive ourselves in the middle. We got to walk in forgiveness with other people. And the motivation behind that forgiveness was love. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That motivation behind it was love. Receiving his love, growing in his love for you. His steadfast, unfailing love. Loving yourself, loving other people. Walking in the light is to walk in love. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. Love and light are one and the same. They are God. God is love. God is light. We receive all this by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and praise, staying positioned in thanksgiving and praise, staying positioned in the place that God has for you in your life, staying in the proper position. Jesus says, if you abide in me, your lives will produce much fruit. God wants to take us on this journey in life to make us fruitful, to multiply us and to increase us greatly. And it all starts with getting positioned in the light, turning the light on, turn on the supply, turn on the flow. Then our second fundamental is we got to magnify that light. So when you magnify the light, think about to magnify is to make bigger or to make greater. When we begin to magnify the light, it's like we're expanding the size of the pipe so that more can flow through it. We're giving God a bigger place to work in our lives so that he can begin to flow more and more through us. How do we magnify the light? It's all about what we're thinking about, all about what we're focused on and talking about. All day long. All day long, we're all thinking about, meditating on, imagining, talking about something. And the reality is, it's either light or darkness. Either we're magnifying light or we're magnifying darkness. And the more we magnify that light, the more it gives God a bigger place to flow through us in our lives. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word, to give his word a bigger place in our life. To magnify his steadfast, unfailing love, that he never fails. To magnify his faithfulness, that he always fulfills his promises, that he's always on time, that we can put our hope and our trust in his unfailing love. To magnify our righteousness in Christ. To magnify who we are in Christ, that he made us righteous and holy and perfect. We can approach God with freedom and confidence. To set your minds on whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. That's how we begin to magnify that light. And you keep talking about it. You keep rehearing it. You keep rehearing it over and over and over. And you speak it with your mouth. You mutter about it. You talk about it consistently. That light begins to grow and it begins to expand. It gives God a bigger place to work inside of you. But God does give us the option. We could choose to have the light switch off. We could be positioned in darkness. We can choose to magnify darkness, venting, complaining, talking about all the evil, all the problems, working the problems from every angle in our mind, trying to figure it all out. I'm sure you've had the times before when you have some problem or issue and you try to work it all over in your mind. You try to figure it out. You talk to everybody about it. And the more you do that, the more confused you get, the more hopeless you get, the more stressed out about it you get. Because the more you magnify it, the further away from the solution you're getting, because the solution's found in the light. So this is not denying that there's issues and problems. It's simply choosing not to magnify them, to acknowledge the problems, to, yes, there's an issue going on, but I'm going to bring it into the light where God is bigger than the problem and nothing's impossible for him. To magnify that light. And this is where it's good. We have to get good at recognizing the symptoms of where I'm positioned and what I'm magnifying. To magnify darkness, to be positioned in darkness. Everything feels heavy and oppressive and confusing, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Feels hopeless for your situation. There's the fear, the stress, the worry, the anxiety, the dread of the future. Usually we're lacking presence. We're living in regret over the past, or we're living in dread or uncertainty about the future. When we're positioned in the light, we're magnifying the light. Everything feels free and easy and effortless and energizing. You can be working harder than you've ever worked before, but have more energy than you've ever had before if you're positioned in the light. Because it's God's energy so powerfully working within you. You see effortless growth and change. You see that peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow and to equip you and to empower you to function in God's strength rather than your own. This is where it's important that we get good at recognizing these symptoms, being skilled in recognizing these symptoms, and being very good at turning them back around if we ever get off track. Sometimes we get off track. Sometimes we get out of position. Sometimes we magnify the wrong things. And learning to turn it back around very quickly. Because the good news is, the good news of the gospel, it only takes 1 second to turn it back around. To spin it back around. To get repositioned. To turn it back into the light. To magnify that light again. To change your focus. It takes 1 second. If you get good at recognizing this and turning it back around quickly. Then our third fundamental, if you've been following along the last couple of days, we've made a little adjustment in the order of our fundamentals. Our third fundamental we've got today, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction in your life. Every day he's trying to lead you, he's trying to guide you, he's trying to give you the plan so that you'll know what to do. But we've got to stay tuned in for his leading and direction. Spending some time seeking him. Proverbs 8 says, blessed is the man who listens for me, waiting daily at my doorway. Faith comes by hearing. And if we're going to walk by faith and take steps of faith, then we got to know what those steps are supposed to be. And so we got to take the time to tune in, to connect with him, and let him navigate our day. Staying tuned in throughout the day, but also I think I like to do it before bed. Just taking a few minutes to get still with a pen, and I use a journal. And just ask this question, God, what was it you're trying to teach me or show me today? What do you want me walking in tomorrow? What's my plan for the day for tomorrow? And you get still and you listen. And whatever comes to mind, you begin to write it down. You begin to do this. And day by day, God begins to lead you one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But then our fourth fundamental, you got to put those things into practice. You got to put them into action. The things that you're hearing, the things that you know to do, you got to put them into action. You got to walk them out. So what do you know to do today? You get positioned in the light, you magnify that light, you stay tuned in, you're going to know what to do. What do you know to do today? Not the things you're unclear of, not the things you're uncertain of. If you're unsure on something, you keep waiting in that doorway until you know. And then when you know, you take action. There's this balance in life of waiting and taking action. When you don't know what to do, you wait. And when you know, then you go. What do you know to do today? And then executing those things, trusting and relying on God's power to equip you and to empower you to do them in his strength. You don't have to do them on your own anymore. Often we get all these things piling up on the inside. We tend to procrastinate. Maybe they look big or impossible. We make them bigger in our minds than they really are sometimes. And it's like it's blocking the pipes. It's like it's blocking the flow of that living water of what God's trying to get through us in our life. And clearing those things out. And all of a sudden, your clarity on the inside will greatly increase. Your clarity on the inside will greatly increase. And you're going to hear even more clearly from God. You're going to know what to do on an even higher level when you get to that point. So faith comes by hearing. Consistently hearing and hearing the good news of the gospel of Jesus. Hearing the good news consistently builds your faith. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for you, for your great love for us, that you are willing to send your one and only Son for us. We thank you for ears that hear, eyes that see, hearts that understand, Lord. Helping us to grow our faith through this hearing, this principle that you've established. We thank you for it. We thank you for the good news of Jesus. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. I believe as your faith grows, I've been working on a video lately talking about how when your faith grows, it's like the first domino that you knock over. And it sets into motion this whole series of good things unfolding in our lives, this chain reaction that begins to unfold. But I believe learning to live by faith and growing our faith, it pleases God, but it's also like that first domino that sets everything else into motion. And that faith begins to overflow into your mind, into your emotions, into your health, into your relationships, into your finances, into every area of your life. And it's like that first domino that sets it into motion. And a lot of this comes from the simple habit of just hearing consistently. Hearing the good news, the word of God, the word of Jesus, the word of Christ, the anointed word. Christ means the anointed one. Hearing that consistently. Every day, keep hearing it and rehearing it and rehearing it, and it just begins to grow and grow and grow. One of the things I've taught my kids, sometimes we'll talk about something and say, "Oh, I already know that. I've already heard that before." And tell them one of the worst things you can ever say is, "I already know that," or "I've already heard that before," because you shut yourself off from receiving maybe deeper levels of it, deeper layers of it that you've never experienced before. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Making today a masterpiece. How do you do that? Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Keep tuning in for God, waiting for his leading and direction, and taking action on the things that you know to do and doing it together with God. You don't have to do those things on your own anymore. He's right there with you, in you, side by side with you, doing the things that you know to do together in partnership with him. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.